podcast. We're podcasting. Whoa.
You're doing it.
We're podcasting. Whoa. Whoa. This is Noah.
His head is shot of rubble bits.
I didn't want
from the night before.
I don't know if I'm ever not drunk anymore.
I was trying.
Sunset Girl do that too.
I was trying to think of a voice in which I could compliment you with, but there was nothing that I could do.
Hello. How can you follow that?
Hello, good youth podcasting. Say, I do good podcasting. Say, who does good podcasting? You do go
by. There's not a 2-year-old in front of you.
I'm trying to get voice. We're working on our demographics, people. We gotta get all the people on this show.
Aren't you special?
Hey, it's Noah and
Blair.
And Kelsey.
Oh, that was like.
You just lick the
like
microphone.
You're trying
and
to be
it.
Sexy, but then
yeah.
It just came out all wrong.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like if I had a boner, you would have killed it just now.
Jeez.
I don't have a boner. Also, kids listening to the show. Hey, out there, kids. I'm going to give a shout out to Little Shabazz.
Big
band. Yeah, we got some fans. All right, so this is very ad hoc, and it'll probably be a shorter episode of the Sunset Girl podcast, and we don't have a guest with us right now.
We're all not at 100% right now, so.
Blair's on no sleep. I'm on. No sleep, somewhat sleep.
And I just made some coffee.
Kelsey's got coffee.
He's got that.
You can literally see his voice waves right then when he says coffee.
Coffee.
I'm going to go back to Vegas again, and I want to apologize right off the bat. But before we go back to Vegas, I'll start with Vegas. What I want to say is, and I'm sorry if I keep going back to Vegas, but this still is like, this is how absurd it's become that like people are like, man, this guy, like maybe like when you go, like there's something more to the story than they're telling us. People go, why can't an angry white man just be like an angry white man and go shoot up a country music festival or whatever?
Wait, what are we voting for?
What? No, I'm talking about Vegas. Oh, shit. Anyway, so what I'm saying is, like, when people tell me when I go, like, there's more behind this, man, and then the normal people are like, no, like, this could just happen. This could just be an angry white guy.
Sure, I went to the country music festival this year, man. I get it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But also, do remember that he had rooms booked over the Chicago music festival? So whoever was telling Stephen Paddock to book these rooms, if there was someone else, I was telling him to book them over music festivals constantly. They were getting their books together. I don't think Stephen Paddock had a tendency to hate country music or rock music or whatever. He wanted a high kill count, or someone else wanted a high kill count. And that's always been our theory at Sunset Grill, or at least my own, everyone's standing around, but that it's something went awry and probably an arms deal. So when people tell me, why can't an angry white man just want to go kill a bunch of people at a giant thing and get a huge kill count, even though it's never been done before except by teenage white males, and he totally doesn't fit any demographics of any mass shooting ever in history that ever existed, but he also worked for Lockheed Martin and fucking post offices and fucking IRS and fucking way up in our government and blah, blah, blah. The final fucking thing, if you didn't walk away with anything else, is that they fucking found child pornography on his computer. So that certainly throws a new wrench into the equation of, this isn't just your standard white male. You know what I mean? Like, you could go, why did this pedophile decide to mow down a bunch of people at a country music festival? You need to frame it correctly. Because that's sounds way weirder than fucking just saying, like, oh, he's just an old white guy, and he had nothing to lose, so he just went and did this. No. He was an old pedo, and his brother was a pedo, and fucking, they were fucking pedos.
Pedo.
And,
yeah, being an old white man is too large of a common denominator.
And we had it at the Sunset Grill first before anyone, and maybe it'll never break, but can we cut to, Kelsey, that you've primed up the part of our Halloween Spooktacular. If you've seen Halloween Spooktacular enter your Facebook feed lately, it's because I was dumping money into spreading it. So I've been spreading the Spooktacular video, and I got some good. I got like, I showed you the statistics of that. Like, I had like 1,900 reaches or whatever, which means it's just clowns showing up in your feed again, and they're approving it. And I'm like, okay, fine. Which, by the way, our puppet video, just as an aside, cannot be promoted or boosted.
Yeah, because I know,
but it's still.
I think I got it a boost once.
It's still tapped as our number one post because I think it's the best thing we've got on there. But anyway, okay, roll that beautiful clown footage there, Kelsey.
Thank you. Oh, that's just nerve and legend.
This is from our clown episode.
That freaked me out. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, see? We're doing it here. It's the Halloween episode, folks. Ooh. Get scared.
Get scared, okay.
And speaking of scary people, there's Klutzo the Clown. This is absolutely 100% real and confirmable. K-L-U-T-Z.
Looks really low over there, Kelsey.
He was a clown and a foreign minister. He entertained thousands of children in Sunday school. And he went off to the Philippines to a resort where you hang out. They call it an orphanage, but it's kind of a resort for pedos. And he hung out
at this
resort and came back with, like, lots of pictures of naked kids. And they were like, why do you get all these pictures of naked kids? And you went to the Philippines. Of course, we watched that shit. And he was like, well, I'm trying to get the church to raise money, and they can't really afford clothes over there. So I took a bunch of pictures of them without clothes on to show how poor the kids were so that I could raise money for the church. And they were like, no. Fuck you. And then
that was not the way it goes.
And then a bunch of kids came out and said that he had been abusing them. So Klutzo the Clown worked at a church, actually molested kids. Another bad mark on clowns. And I'm thinking, are clowns okay? Are we changing?
All right, we're good. Point being is that one thing we know about Stephen Paddock is that he was
say it. Your favorite word.
Pedo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking pedo. But he would go to the Philippines, his girlfriend Marie, now missing in action, never see again, fucking lady.
Filipino.
He wired $100,000 to the Philippines at the same time that he may or may not have been selling weapons for approximately $100,000. Wired it off to her, and now if you look up online, it's not that hard to find, but look up Stephen Paddock, and it references Paradise21.llc. And these are some of his weird shell companies that he has that we don't know what they're fucking doing. But the Paradise Ranch, Paradise 21 Ranch, out in the Philippines, if you look at those pictures, it looks exactly like the place Klutzo would have gone to, which I didn't know what the place Klutzo would have gone to. I'm combining these two things. I'm not saying Stephen Paddock and Klutzo were one. I'm saying they both had the same travel agent, basically. So, yeah, so it's so weird. If you just go back and listen to that Klutzo thing, and you go back and listen to the Vegas thing, the connections have always been there at Sunset Grill. I'm surprised one of our eagle-eyed listeners, that doesn't even make sense, eagle-eyed listener.
Our owl-eared.
Again, guys,
owl.
We're not 100%.
No, we're not 100%, but I will tell you that he 100% had child pornography in his computer. He 100% went over to the Philippines a bunch. He 100% wired money over the Philippines, and so did Klutzo. He didn't wire money, but he went to the Philippines, got busted for this. Philippines seems to be like a center of this kind of shit. And also, who's in fucking Philippines? ISIS.
Tyler Israel was.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Trust me, it's been on my brain. He doesn't talk explicitly about his experiences over there. And I'm like,
What did you see?
What happened? But ISIS is all over the Philippines. ISIS is basically tearing up the fucking Philippines. So, again, if you want to go back to ISIS, took credit for this fucking shooting right off the fucking bat. ISIS is all over the fucking Philippines. Money being transferred back and forth to the Philippines. Blackmail, a.k.a. child pornography on a computer, would be blackmail. If someone had this shit on, you pretend you're Stephen Paddock and you're like, let me go have this great vacation over there and go, I don't know, fuck some kids and take some pictures or whatever. And then, like, ISIS goes like, by the way, this is a honeypot. We run this organization. We now have unlimited blackmail on you. So what you're going to do is go back to the U.S. and sell us some weapons. You're going to get some good weapons for us because we need weapons over here. Just set it up. We'll go to the showroom. We'll buy them from you. Whatever. Go to the showroom, murder everybody, and shoot that guy in the fucking head and then be like, we're out. And well done.
Yeah.
It's fucking all ties together. It ties together better than any theory that I've ever fucking heard before.
It
makes more sense than the truth we're not being told.
Well, and we've been on that since the beginning, pretty much.
Right. This is just tying strings together that we always had in front of us.
It's sort of like, you know, when you watch those shows with the detective who's trying to find the killer or whatever, and we've had all the information in front of us, and now it's just like, okay, so now it makes sense.
Yeah. Everything's falling into place.
What's here now that wasn't here before? That's what MacGyver said, right?
Yeah, look up Honeypot. I mean, not you now, but look at when you get home. It's a standard spy organization term. I mean, it's basically like you set up something. It's even in Austin Powers, right? Like, name someone Honeypot or something. Archer.
It's been a long time since I've seen that.
Archer, maybe. But anyway, a honeypot is just like something that's too good to be true, and it's a trick, and it's a trap, and it's a way to get blackmail on you, and that's what it is. Like, usually they offer a female up in the spy movies, and they're called honeypots because it's like, you get with them, and then it turns out they're secretly a Russian agent, and they're going to
like James Bond.
Is that why they call them all honey?
Probably.
Yeah.
Or Vag Magoo or whatever the fucking, what are the names of the...
Vag Magoo?
No, the James...
That sounds like something you don't want to catch.
Yeah. The James Bond...
Octopussy.
Octopussy, and then there's Pussy Galore.
Pussy Galore.
And then there's, like, just other names that... They're always like that. It's, like, it's obvious that, like, they're going to be bad because there's pussies in their name. Not against pussy. I'm just saying... Man, we all need some sleep here at the Sunset Grill. Listen, we just sold Vegas, all right? We solved Vegas. It's been very tiring. But someone press me on this. Go farther than I have on the research, and someone tell me that I'm not as close as possible, or we're not as close as possible to trying to piece together something that actually fucking makes sense with the fucking Vegas thing. Check it out. And go look up your Paradise 21 Ranch. Go look at the pictures of that fucking place. It's a bunch of weird-ass... fiberglass monkeys and shit and pools and a bunch of kids running around. It all looks like a really bad, cheesy putt-putt course turned into a resort that, like, why would anyone be affiliated with that place? It doesn't fucking make any sense. And now we know Klutzo the Clown has been right in front of us the whole time. Klutzo the motherfucking clown solved Vegas. That's all I got to say. Okay. That was old news. What do we got? New news?
I mean, there's all sorts of new things going on. Well, it's not necessarily new things. It's new to me. And I talked to you about it a couple of weeks ago, and you said you were ready to sign on because you had shitloads of information about this thing.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about so far?
Do you want to go? Let's go to the death wit, the death less words.
Excuse me? There we go.
I really am Rick from Rick and Morty. I've become Rick. But I do want to say,
I gotta get out of here, Morty.
Let's do a couple of those because I'd like a smoke break before we get into our bigger piece of meat at the end of this thing. So let's do a couple of aperitifs of this. But Kelsey has pulled up. Explain what you've pulled up here, Kelsey.
I have in front of me a list of executed death row inmates and their last words.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it like just their last word,
or is it it's like their official last statement.
Like, I think it'd be funny if it was just like people. It just says like period, and you're like, okay, that was his last word, but in what context? Like, why does he just goes fuck you? You. It just says you.
Anyway. What would be your last word?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd be like, God's real and I'm about to meet him. Fuck you. I don't know. I'm not going to get hopefully thrown fucking death row. But if I did, I'm sure I'd be rejecting why I was thrown on death row. Because I try to play a good game in this life. I'm paranoid. Keeps me pretty on the right side of the law. But if I... So I'd be against the people that falsely accuse me or whatever. It'd be kind of my last statement. But... Yeah, I mean, okay.
Anyone in particular that
just click on a random?
You want to click on a random one?
We're all on death row. Think about it, folks. You're all on death row.
Jonathan Moore, white male, executed 1/17/2007.
Okay, what's this guy got to say? I'm interested.
Do you want to hear his last statement first or hear what he did first?
I want to hear what he did first.
Ooh, okay. Let's hear his last statement first.
No, I won't. What did he do?
Let's hear his last statement first and then we go...
Let's guess. How about that? Yeah, we'll make it a game. We'll hear his last statement and then try to figure out what he did.
Okay, this is fun.
I like this. Okay. Like, fuck, marry, kill. Let's do it.
All right.
Date of execution, January 17th, 07. Jonathan Moore, last statement. Last statement. Jennifer, where are you at? I'm sorry. I did not know the man before a few seconds before I shot him. It was done out of fear, stupidity, and immaturity. It wasn't until I got locked up and saw the newspaper, I saw his face and smile, I knew he was a good man. I am sorry for all your family and my disrespect. He deserved better. Sorry, Gus. I hope all the best for you and your daughters. I hope you have happiness from here on out. Quit the heroin and methadone. I love you, Dad, Devin, and Walt. We're done, Warden.
Well, that one's pretty obvious.
I bet you can't guess what he did.
Yeah. He must have Shawshanked it or something. Like, he walked into a room, and someone's doing something weird.
Jennifer, obviously.
Like, she could have been cheating on him, and he shoots the guy.
He shoots the guy, yeah.
And he goes, that was a good guy. My bad. You were cheating on me. Not worth killing him.
He
told Gus to quit the heroin. I don't know who Gus is. I don't know who that is. He's like, Gus,
cut it out, or you're gonna be on death
row. Sort your life out. Yeah,
don't end up like me.
If there's nothing that's ever gonna help, like if human beings can't help each other if that guy didn't help Gus in that one statement. Like, I'm about to watch my friend die, and he turns to you, and he's like, you need to help the trucks. And it's like, so
there's no one statement, and you chose to say that.
If Gus didn't fucking change his life. Like, I need a follow-up on Gus, because that's the last thing you could ever do. Like, when you tell your friend, you're like, stop driving drunk, man. You're going to get a DUI. And they're like, yeah, whatever, man. I'm good. And they never do. You tried. But, like, that guy really tried with Gus. Gus, I'm about to die here. Can you just stop?
Can you just stop, please?
All right. All right. So what do we got?
Brian Robertson, number 88886. This is all Texas, by the way.
Good.
This is all in Texas?
Yes.
I was going to ask which state it was in.
Since I have...
They were doing it in Texas.
You came from Avalanche. Since I have already said all I need to say to all my loved ones, I'm not going to say anything to y'all at this time. Y'all know I love you, and y'all know where we're at. I will see y'all when you get there. So this is my statement to all of the racist white folks in America that hate black folks, and to all the black folks in America that hate themselves. The infamous words of my famous legendary brother, Matt Turner, y'all kiss my black ass. Let's do it.
Yeah, cool.
I like him.
That's awesome.
This guy is confident.
Two middle fingers up. Okay, yeah. So Well, it certainly involved racism somehow.
I mean, that's apparent.
So he got... Either he's being framed for a murder that he thinks he's being framed, or...
Because he's black and it was...
Or he just didn't have proper defense because the system would have turned their back on him. So he might have murdered somebody, but he didn't ever have a chance at explaining himself or getting manslaughter or whatever. He got first degree, I'm assuming. First degree murder, homicide, I'm going to guess, on two people in a robbery.
Well, I mean, I'm
considering I just have to guess.
Considering the fact that you're blind and can't read it all the way.
I can't.
I
can't read it at all.
Convicted in the August 1986 stabbing death of 79-year-old James Lewis Boots inside the victim's home at blah, blah, blah address in Dallas. Robertson, who lived next door to blah, blah, blah address, also killed Lillian Wallace Boots with a knife before burglarizing the home of assorted jewelry.
Way to go,
Robertson
Noah.
Was identified through fingerprints and later gave a voluntary statement to police.
All right. So
he turned himself in.
I nailed that whole thing. But what I'm saying is I literally nailed two murders and a robbery gone wrong. But, like, I think that that they could have been, then his neighbors probably were like extreme racist or something like that and had it fucking coming or something. I mean, like, he was neighbors with him. And you know how those fucking racist neighbors can be. They're fucking terrible. They really are. I mean, even in New York State growing up, I had new people.
How do you know that all the neighbors were white?
I just, by their names, they sounded white. I don't know if the victims are white or not.
Well, I think the victims were, but you were saying the neighbors... If he was a neighbor too.
He was a neighbor.
So maybe there were.
Well, they got rid of the racist ones, is what I'm saying. Like, what is it? Like, I'm not saying there was. But, like.
I mean, he said it kind of on both parts.
All right. Hit me with another one. Boy, I could do this all day. I feel like Sherlock Holmes right now. Let's solve this shit out. I'll Cumberbatch this shit.
I'll try to be your Watson.
I'm going to Cumberbatch all over this shit.
You're going to Cumberbatch.
That's a reference to Sherlock, the show, which is pretty good.
I need to get back into it.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, if you skip an episode, everything's so weird.
That's way too much.
Moriarty's dead. This is going on. I don't understand this. And then they went back in time for that one episode. That
was fucking
bullshit,
too. I just really
like him,
though.
Yeah, he's great, but he's always himself and everything.
This is a commitment, but it looks like he brings it together and says some powerful shit at the end. Are we going to commit to this?
Shit, this is a long one.
Do we want to commit to that? Give me the skip.
Or you can give us like...
Let me pull up the Sunset Grill app. Everyone's voting at home right now. Yeah, they say go ahead.
Okay. The act I committed... Okay, this guy's Napoleon Beasley, May 28th, 02.
You can't do it in a silly voice?
I can't. Should I? No. I'm going to respect this dead guy a little bit. I thought about it.
I did too, and I went, nope.
I considered it. The act I committed to put me here was not just heinous, it was senseless. But the person that committed that act is no longer here. I am not going to struggle physically against any restraints. I'm not going to shout, use profanity, or make idle threats. Understand, though, I am not only upset, but I'm saddened by what is happening here tonight.
Yeah,
I'm not only saddened, but disappointed that a system that is supposed to protect and uphold what is just and right can be so much like me when I made the same shameful mistake. If someone tried to dispose of everyone here for participating in this killing, I'd scream a resounding no. I'd tell them to give them all the gift that they would not give me, and that's to give them all a second chance. I'm sorry that I'm here. I'm sorry that you're all here. I'm sorry that John Luttig died. And I'm sorry that it was something in me that caused all of this to happen to begin with. Tonight we tell the world that there are no second chances in the eyes of justice. Tonight we tell our children that in some instances, in some cases, killing is right. This conflict hurts us all. There are no sides. The people who support this proceeding think this is justice. The people that think I should live think that is justice. As difficult as it may seem, this is a clash of ideals with both parties committed to what they feel is right. But who's wrong if in the end we're all victims? In my heart, I have to believe that there is a peaceful compromise to our ideals. I don't mind if there are none for me as long as there are for those who are yet to come. There are a lot of men who, like me, are on death row, good men who fell to the same misguided emotions but may have recovered as I have. Give those men a chance to do what is right. Give them a chance to undo their wrongs. A lot of them want to fix the mess they started but don't know how. The problem is not in that people aren't willing to help them find out, but in the system telling them it won't matter anyway. No one wins tonight. No one gets closure. No one walks away victorious.
Amen. That's
powerful.
Yeah.
And he's right. Fuck the death penalty. I'm sorry. But, like, they've overturned so many cases that have fucking... I don't want to sound, like, didactic or anything. But, like, they've overturned so many cases in states where, like, DNA proved that people that have been killed on death row, like, didn't do it now and blah, 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 whatever else. Shit happens. That proves all the time we've killed innocent people. It's just dumb.
It's opinions. I mean, you have a different opinion than me. You have a different opinion. I mean, it's... I mean, I know you were judged by the jury of your own peers, but we're human and we make mistakes all the time. So I just...
Right. There's no coming back on murder. Like, you're going to kill this guy. And...
what was that?
It's burping up coconut. Sorry. Anyway.
Rick, what?
So, anyway, Morty. You're going to kill this guy anyway, Morty. You got to do it, you know? No, I'm just kidding.
Feel like he was part of... It was multiple people with him. With him and his act, because he was like, because he didn't start off saying the one who really committed it's dead, right? Did he say that?
Well, I didn't hear that. I heard Terry Luttig or whatever.
I thought he said something.
All right, so what's your guess?
Well, obviously murder, but I feel like it was like he
was.
Yeah,
but what, why?
Why did he murder Terry?
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Terry Luttig. No, I'm just kidding.
No, the person's name.
His name was Napoleon Beasley.
Wow, cool. I'm Napoleon. Hi, how you doing? I'm Napoleon. Okay.
I bet they called him Nap.
Yeah, like, what? Yo, Big Nappy, what's up? Napster. Napster. Is that a thing? Someone should definitely
John.
Okay, so Napoleon he's too short, and he has a Napoleon complex. This other guy, Terry Luttig, like a foot over him, and he's like, "Does his height on there?" I see a bunch of stats, but I can't read any of them.
Yeah, there's no height.
There's no height.
Okay, it would be interesting to know if he was short. But anyway, I would just assume. Like a bar fight or something like that just got out of control and he killed him.
I think he stabbed
drunkenly.
Someone.
You're thinking stabbing again? You're
thinking stabbings.
Stabbings are pretty fucking lethal. I mean, honestly, people underrate stabbings just because guns.
Wait, did
so
it
crazy.
Say the year he committed the crime?
I think it was a handgun.
I think it's stabbing.
The date of offense was 4/19/94.
I'm going to stick the handgun.
That was the day before Kurt Cobain died. Hmm. Wasn't it? Didn't he die on 420?
I don't think so.
No. His birthday is my birthday, February 20th. He did die in April.
Columbine. 420 was Hitler's birthday.
Oh, that's right. 420.
420 is like a bunch of shit, but it's not. Yeah. Waco.
Okay. Well.
Waco, Columbine, and Hitler's birthday.
Yeah, Hitler's birthday.
And Joslin's birthday. Just saying.
Unrelated.
You got to read the cards, man. When you dealt the cards, you got to read the cards.
So.
What up, Joslin, if you're listening? That's all. Let's move on.
Okay, the summary. Convicted in the carjacking murder of a 63-year-old John E. Luttig of Tyler. Luttig, driving a 1987 Mercedes-Benz, had pulled into the driveway of his home at blah, blah, blah address when he was approached by Beasley and shot in the head with a .45 caliber pistol.
Yep.
Beasley and two accomplices who had followed Luttig home fled his vehicle. Age at the time of offense. Yes.
All right, 1 point for Blair, another point for me. I'm up 2-1.
I'm going to say he was 19.
Oh, at the age of offense? 17.
Yep.
Done. That's 2 points for me now.
Oh, I'm good at this.
Jesus Christ, I'm so good at this. How am I so good at this? I've seen too many 30 documentaries.
Or no, I have a point. 30-15.
Can someone throw me one that I can't solve? Because I'm fucking
killing it right now. I can tell. A lot of young right people now. Do like carjacking. So I knew he was like under 20.
Right. Also, he's on death row. And so he has time to think about. At a young age, he's literally given a stack of like books to say like understand death row.
I mean, it's not like I said he was 40 and you said 17.
No,
I was 2 years old.
I agree. I agree, but I was right on the money. Okay. And what I'm saying is,
you should go play the lottery when you leave here.
Honestly, I wouldn't have been able to make that. I wouldn't have been able to make that guess if you didn't make your guess. If you had said 35, I would have been like 32. But you said yours, and I was like, I'll undercut her. $1, Bob.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. $1, Bob.
So, yeah, no, I couldn't have gotten
it. Note to self, if the price is right, don't
I got
stand
a good
beside
one.
You.
Oh, this is a good one?
I mean, it's a horrible one, but you'll never guess.
It doesn't. Oh, this, I'll never guess.
That, you have you just, intrigued
you,
him.
Right, you've just pushed me into knowing that I have to throw a curveball out there, and that's I'll nail it. Go ahead. Let's
okay.
go.
Cameron Todd Willingham, February 17th, 04. Last statement. Yeah. The only statement I want to make is that I am an innocent man convicted of a crime I did not commit. I have been persecuted for 12 years for something I did not do. From God's dust I came, and to dust I will return, so the earth shall become my throne. I gotta go, road dog. I love you, Gabby. Remaining portion of statement omitted due to profanity.
Oh, I want the profanity. I do too. Cut that out.
Yeah, give
That's
it
not
to
fair.
Us.
Who decides even what is profane? All of that sounds profane. I don't know. Like, I mean,
road dog.
All right, so he knife raped a homeless man. What?
Wow.
Be more specific.
No,
where?
He. It's rape involved. It's rape of some kind, isn't it? But it's a death. It's a dead rape. And
I don't know.
Body
I'm not sure about
road.
Rape because if you people that rape people don't really have respect for women, and he did give a shout out to Gabby.
Oh, yeah, Gabby's cool.
So I don't know. I think
I just saw his picture. Is he an arsonist?
That was more the route I was going. Like he
blew up a church. He's a white supremacist. He blew up a church.
He's got hair.
Final answer.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to say call the building on fire and
no,
kill people.
No, let me think real quick. Killing a kid, killing a minor. I'm going to say killing a minor. I don't know. With a choke
the
to death.
It's the bias doctor.
Choke the minor to death. That's my thing.
I think it's fire.
Convicted in the deaths of his three young children in a house fire.
Well, we both
killed in the house fire at blah, blah, blah address.
Again, 1 and 1.
1 and 1.
Were blah, blah, blah 2 years old and twins.
Jesus.
The defendant told authorities that the fire started while he and the children were asleep.
This game has some positive moments and it also has some very negative moments. I don't know if anyone should try this game at home.
Wow. So he was on death row for 12 years.
An investigation, however, the defendant told authorities that the fire started while he and the children were asleep. But an investigation, however, revealed that it was intentionally set with a flammable liquid. He was arrested and charged.
This guy might be, I've seen a documentary just like this. It's called, it's on Frontline on PBS. If you have any program, if you have any like Hulu, Amazon, anything like that, know that you can go to the PBS app and it is your greatest resource. Frontline is fucking amazing journalism. And this guy, and it's free. It's all free. You don't have to have anything for it. You just need a way to get there. But this guy, there's a guy just like this that he ran out and he left his kids behind. And they all burned up and died, and they blamed the fucking dad, and also shit. But I don't know if it was in Texas. I thought it was in Florida. But still, same identical story. That's crazy. That's crazy that we got it right. More points, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers? We're winning.
That's with our powers combined, Noah.
Oh, Jesus. We've seen too much dark shit. Good God.
Okay, I got somebody named...
How old was he?
I thought he burnt down a church. I swear. I thought arsonist right away.
All right. He had three kids?
He had three kids. He was probably in his 30s.
No, we got arsonist down, though. We nailed
I'm going to say he was 23.
Oh, we have to guess age? No.
I like 20.
He'd be older. He'd be 26. 27. He'd be like 27. He's married. He's got three kids. He's got to be a little bit older.
Doesn't matter.
His age at time of offense, 23.
Wow, nailed it. Blair points. All right. Shit.
Okay.
We're sick motherfuckers, Blair. This is terrible.
I found one named Kelsey Patterson.
Uh-oh. Oh, did you pick it for your name?
Yes,
I did. Was it a girl or a boy?
He choked someone.
Kills someone with his long hair.
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. And no clue. I haven't looked at this yet.
Because women can be in death row.
May 18th, 2004. Kelsey Patterson. Last statement. Statement to what? State what? I am not guilty of the charge of capital murder. Steal me and my family's money. My truth will always be my truth. There is no kin and no friend. No fear what you do to me. No kin to your undertaker, murderer, portion of statement omitted due to profanity. This is bullshit. Get my money. Give me my rights. Give me my rights. Give me my rights. Give me my life back.
Okay, well, it's first degree murder.
Well, I think he just... Yeah, just shot some people.
Shoot male or female? Or
I think it's obviously a boy.
You think he killed a boy?
No, I think he's a boy.
He's a boy. I'm going to suggest he killed a woman. And
No. I think it's like kind of like Genghis related.
You think it's Genghis Khan?
I think it was like...
he's like a con artist. This is Genghis. This is a Genghis Khan.
I think it was kind of gang related and he shot like...
It was Genghis Khan.
I think it was a love dispute murder of a woman.
Okay.
And I just saw a picture of the gentleman. He appears to be a black man, but I would suggest that he might have killed a white woman. Just throwing that out there.
I think it's gang related and he shot black people too. That's what I think.
Convicted in the killings of Lewis Oates, the 63-year-old owner of Oates Oil Company in Palestine, and business secretary Dorothy Harris. That was the bus driver's name in Forrest Gump.
How the fuck do you both know that?
We ain't strangers no more.
My name, I'm Dorothy Harris. Like, I just remember... Oates was standing on the loading dock of his business at blah, blah, blah address when Peterson walked up behind him and shot him with a .38. Patterson walked away after shooting but returned to shoot Harris in the head when she came outside and began screaming. Patterson then walked a short distance to a friend's house, put down the gun, and took off his clothes. He was standing naked in the street when arrested. A motive in the murders was unclear, but a PCP. Friend of Oates told police that Patterson and the victim had once argued over who was a better football player.
Okay.
I didn't see that coming.
I suggested that there was a woman killed. This is our first female killer, correct? But that doesn't... I thought love triangle, so I'm way off. As far as gang-related, it's a robbery, so yeah, I don't know if either gets points on that.
Yeah, I call that a wash.
But I will say... I mean, the football player thing threw me your loop. But the naked and doing something crazy certainly reminds me of PCP. That sounds a very PCP story.
Well, the date of offense was 92. I'm not sure if PCP was a thing.
Oh, yeah, PCP was around then. Okay. Totally. Totally.
He looks older than I... By his statement, maybe it was your tone of voice. I thought he was you.
Yeah, you were doing a little slang on that.
He was 38.
Should I try one and let you
try? He was 38. I
don't know how to do it without... I don't have a computer and everything.
I mean, if...
But did you want to play? Did you want to spin the wheel, Raggedy Man?
I'm fine with being...
Okay, you're being the game show host? All right, give us another one. And edit out anything I said about racial divides in the last one. Just kidding, folks. We put it all here on the Sunset Grill.
Yes, we're leaving it. Okay.
I just wanted to be specific. I was going for maximum points, okay? It sounded to me...
You are up by 1 point, technically. All right. It's 3-2.
All right, here's where I nail it. This one's all me. I'm going to stick the landing.
Okay. Newton Anderson, February 22nd, 07. Last
name. His name is Napoleon Newton
Anderson?
What the fuck are they naming these kids in fucking Texas? Just
I think
out?
They get prison names.
I don't know. That's their real name. This is factual
that's
data.
Government name.
Prison name is like little bugs and shit. Like, they're going to be Newton or Napoleon. That's the fucking farmhouse, animal farm names. All right.
Oh, my God.
Do
little
it.
Bugs.
Tell me about little bugs over here.
All right. Yes, for all of those that want this to happen, I hope that you get what you want and it makes you feel better and that it gives you some kind of relief. I don't know what else to say. For those that I have hurt, I hope after a while it gets better. I love you. I love you. I am sorry. That's it. Goodbye. I love you, Irene. I love you, sis.
Come on, Irene.
He killed someone close to him.
Yeah, I think it's...
His wife. Or
no, Irene, that's his wife. She's still alive. I think it's like sibling, like a brother. He killed someone in his family, and I think it's stabbing.
I think it's a different family because he's like, all these people I hurt, like, you think it's going to go away now?
I love you. I love you. I don't know.
Well, I love you to Irene and to his sis. So not the same person. And he wouldn't have murdered his sis and say, I love you, sis.
I love
unless
you,
he did.
Irene. Oh, and I love
I'm
you,
gonna
sis.
I'm going to suggest...
I said family member. I said brother. But yeah, I think still
yeah, someone close to him.
Someone close, yeah.
Maybe it could just be a robbery and just the family hates him because it was a robbery and the whole family's coming out of robbery. Okay, so final answer.
I say stabbing, but we both agree with like someone close, and it's someone that he knew.
I'm going to switch now, just because you're going to take someone close. I'll hand that to you, and I'm going to say robbery killed the people, killed someone, robbery.
The pibbles.
Killed someone, robbery, and now the family of the whoever he killed. Yeah, I'm going to say gun, and that family.
Date of offense was 99, if that changes your answers.
No, I was graduating high school in that year, not to date myself. But I'd love to date myself. You know what I mean? Like in a different way. Like have sex with myself. Hello, folks. How you doing out there? Sunset Crawl. Okay.
Howdy.
Just joking. All right. So what is it? What do we got?
What do you think, Blair? Did you get one?
She said close. She didn't remember stabbing.
Yeah. Stabbing. Someone close. Because
I'm saying gunshot
robbery.
How many
times you said I love you, it's got to be someone close.
On 3-4-99 during the night in Tyler, Anderson burglarized a private residence. Anderson was caught in the act when the owners came home. He shot the 60-year-old white male victim in the upper torso with the victim's 410 shotgun, killing the victim. Anderson then tied up the 65-year-old white female, bound her with duct tape, strangled her, and shot her one time with the shotgun.
Jeez.
Anderson took approximately $100 cash, clothes, and electronic equipment and fled the scene by car.
Okay. I get those points, but they taste like blood in my mouth.
What's the girl's name? Carrie Strugs? What's the one that like broke her ankle and still stuck the landing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
What the fuck? You didn't watch the Atlanta Olympics?
She stuck the landing, Kelsey.
She stuck the landing.
Are we done? Do we want one more?
He's not who I thought he would look like.
I'm on a roll.
By the way.
All right. How about this? Pick a random first name, and I'll find one
Noah.
With that first name. You want a Noah?
It's not going to be any.
Really?
We don't murder people.
I want
a
George.
Whoa. What you
first one I get
George?
To. Let's
Napoleon.
See.
Who would pick that?
Never would have
if
guessed,
I said Napoleon or
that.
Newton.
I've got a... Holy shit, I got a guy named George Jones. A All black right, male named
on.
George Jones.
Bring on like George Jones. Put on them old black George Jones
no
songs.
Is that him? No one to hold him.
No, that's Kenny Rogers.
Oh, wrong one.
Okay. George Jones, date of execution, June 2nd, 2010. George Jones.
He's from Texas, Jesus.
This is funnier
hey, and
country
his,
music
his,
people.
His number is number 999.
Yeah, it's 666 upside down.
Ooh,
yeah.
George Jones. Georgie.
Last statement. Yes, I do. At this time, I would like to thank my parents who have been my pillar of strength throughout this. To my brothers and sisters and all my family members who have supported me and who have loved me despite my faults and imperfections. I would like to thank Pastor Williams for counseling me and guiding me. As I look to my right and I see the family of Forest Hall, I hope this brings you closure or some type of peace. I hope his family, son, and loved ones. I hope it helps his family, son, and loved ones. This has been a long journey, one of enlightenment. It is not the end. It's only the beginning.
I'm sorry. Did I'm the only one that felt like he won the Oscar?
Oh, yeah.
He was starting off saying that. But obviously he killed Forrest.
He's got a minute to talk. Give him his minute.
I know, but it was like, I want to thank my parents.
Clearly first degree murder.
He killed Forrest, yeah. He even says him in the thing.
Fucking, God, why does Forrest Gump keep coming up? Forrest.
George Jones killed Forrest.
George's too much. Yeah, it's,
it's
first degree murder.
Shot him.
It's probably robbery murder.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, man, but like, yeah, that's how you end up on death row. You fucking don't just, well, there's a lot of people who just murder, but like some of these guys that are like, nah, man, I didn't mean to do this, whatever. It's usually a robbery. Just wanted some quick money and then fucking,
yeah, fucked up. What year, 2010, did you say? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I got mine. Funny, what are you saying? Different, same?
Well, obviously, he killed Forrest, but yeah, I think it's robbery or broke in their house or his store, some kind of, and I think he shot him.
Convicted in the robbery and murder of 22-year-old Forrest J. Hall in Dallas, Hall was shot twice in the back of the head and his body dumped off of blah, blah, blah address.
Okay, this is just like what happens, though, is do you have, and also, I just want to say, Texas has the highest death row rate of any other state. They're killing people nonstop out there, and
can
I think
you look up another state?
I don't know. But also, can you look it up by, like, weirdness level? Like, is there a way to adjust it, like, where? Yeah. Like, I just want the weirdest one. All right, here you go. But either way, fun game to play, folks. You just pull up death row. This is we're having fun on a federal government webpage. I'm not sure if that's even like anyone's ever done that or should do that. But the federal government's providing us a lot of fucking fun. Also, we're learning. It's a terrible thing to think about people being murdered by our government, but they murdered and they get murdered, I guess.
Jackson.
Although I completely disagree with I disagree with capital punishment. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm not scared to say that. I don't want to hear any fucking buddy be like, nah, yeah, murder him. The worst trespassers in my entire life. I wish they could stick around and have a miserable life and then fucking kill him at the end. All right, what
this
do we got?
This one got Kelsey.
We're going out on this one. This is the last one. I need to
Kelsey's laughing.
Thomas J. Grasso. I did not get my SpaghettiOs. I got spaghetti. I want the press to know this.
Okay. Is that all we got? So his crime is...
I mean...
grocery store. Trying to rob a grocery store.
No, he meant for his last meal. He would have asked for SpaghettiOs. I gave him spaghetti. And he's pissed off about it. Because you can literally get whatever you want for your last meal.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Fucking SpaghettiOs. I got spaghetti.
Which
I want the press to know this.
Pissed me off, man, because they are totally not the same thing.
But they probably were like... This
SpaghettiOs.
We definitely misheard him. Who the fuck wants SpaghettiOs?
Oh, Weirnos is showing up. Eileen Weirnos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's Texas, too, right?
Yeah.
I thought she was Florida. Okay, she's Texas,
no, she's,
too.
I don't know. This is a different thing now.
Oh, okay.
No, maybe she's Florida.
I'd just like to say I'm sailing with the rock, and I'll be back like Independence Day with Jesus.
Yeah, Eileen Wuornos, man, there's Nick Broomfield documentaries, there's two of them, Selling a Murderer and whatever, two documentaries from Nick Broomfield. Just look up Nick Broomfield in any of your Netflix or whatever and watch documentaries about Eileen Wuornos. He's a tabloid journalist from England, but he has amazing coverage of Eileen Wuornos, and he gets something no one will ever have again, and now she's dead. But trust me on this, some of the best 3 hours of watching a female serial killer that you're ever going to get. They made a movie out of her. Was it Monster?
Yeah, I mean,
Charlize Theron. Yeah, like, that movie doesn't do it justice. And honestly, it's a bore if you've already watched Nick Broomfield shit.
Of course,
yeah, Christina Ricci's in that, too.
Yeah.
But, like,
Christina Ricci around?
Yeah, she's around. Reaching around. But, yeah, so if you watch the documentaries, the Broomfield documentaries, it's fucking amazing because this guy just gets everywhere. He's just like.
Wasn't she in American Horror Story? Didn't they do a spoof? Didn't she come back in American Horror Story as one of the serial killers?
I don't know.
I think she was.
All right, well, we have enough of making fun of the dead to literally cause us enough negative karma for the rest of our lives. Oh, shit. Do you remember that black guy that was like, he had his mugshot published and he had beautiful, like, blue eyes?
Yeah.
And then he, like, got, like, they were like, let this guy out of jail. He's clearly a model. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
His mugshot, like, went viral.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, now he's married to, like, a billionaire or some shit. He's married to, like, a millionaire or a billionaire. I have to look into it, but this is what I heard. I heard that he got out. This is fade away on this because we didn't take a smoke break. But I heard that, like, he got out
married a fucking millionaire and is like totally loaded for the rest of his life now, just based on like how beautiful he is. He is a stunning human being. I mean, I don't see people that look like that all the time. He's beautiful.
A millionaire, and he was. I just
your fuck boy, like whatever. And keep him around, clean.
Would
the pool.
You get a fuck boy out of prison if you were a millionaire?
No.
Oh, it depends on what his crime was. If it was just like, you know, like ripping off an ATM or something, I'd be like, cool, clean my pool and have sex with me all the time. I'm an old lady. Here's my vagina. And
not,
put it in there.
I'm 32. I'm not an old lady.
Not you, but I mean, like, the lady he married. The lady he married. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, he is a stunning man. Why wouldn't you not want that around? It's like a beautiful canary. Thing. Like, you just put it in a cage and you just go, like, your life now is like, you can't do anything but keep cleaning the house and have sex.
Isn't that kind of prison itself?
If Casey Anthony was guilty of something else, maybe. Because she was fucking hot.
Oh, yeah, you had it for Casey Anthony? Never.
I don't think so either.
No.
Well, it was because of what she was convicted of.
Yep, she killed her daughter.
Yeah, exactly. I just like, never thought she was hot, though.
I don't find her attractive. I thought, what's her name? The one that killed her boyfriend's in a weird way hotter than her.
I'm trying to think if I know
anything. What's the one with the glasses that stabbed her boyfriend? She was attractive, too.
To start with an S?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it was all over the news. They broke up. They got back together. She ended up killing him. And it was a whole Casey Anthony...
We should go down the Casey Anthony road one day and fucking Heather Ellis
After Casey Anthony.
In a YouTube stunt.
Just glasses.
Get us out. We don't know what we're talking about. Just get us out of here, Kelsey.
She was after Casey Anthony.
All right. Well, we're going to take a smoke break real quick.
Yeah,
and
we're coming right back. We're going to talk about motherfucking...
Blucifer.
Blucifer and motherfucking Denver. It's fucking coming, bitches. Ooh. And... Sorry, go ahead, Blair.
No,
you were doing it. You were doing so good on that.
Just doing weird noises.
Yeah, people love that shit, though. That's what keeps them on. Like, your voice sounds like a sex phone operator. And
it does not.
Yes, it does.
Say something sultry.
Yeah, say something like sexy and stuff.
Sexy and stuff.
Oh, see? It's just some guy who just repeated that like 3 times. Turned it up. All right, I'm out. Yeah, a clap means we're doing it.
Doing it.
Doing it well.
Keep getting so many requests for this PT8 episode. I don't know why you guys got that from. Well, we're not doing a PT8 episode. Get out of here.
Yeah, there's no pizza here.
I don't think you can go one episode without saying that word. Is that your favorite word?
Pizzagate.
Words.
What's your favorite word?
My favorite word?
Yeah.
Cunt.
I'm not coming to the table with Pizzagate.
What's your favorite word?
I don't know. We know Troy and Brandon are on the, what is it, the Viable.
Viable, yeah. Everything's viable.
Now, my favorite word is probably disestablishmentarianism.
Mine's underutilized.
Which one of your favorite words is underutilized?
Underutilized.
I know. I get what you're saying, but I'm saying...
I mean, like, cunt's just like it's like my jam. But
yours is probably the most honest answer.
Disestablishmentarianism.
I do like indifferent. I say that a lot. And that's not... I say that about how I feel.
Like. I think it's funny that everyone in the world right now is just saying different all the time. Like, people are like, yeah, that's different. Yeah, yeah, like you just show them something crazy. You're like,
Blair,
did you know...
a little closer to you, baby.
Like, did you know this guy's a murderer? And they're like, oh, that's different.
It's like, stupid rap song, different. That's why.
I'm different.
Who is it? 2 Chainz?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know either, but I think it's him.
Shaggy 2 Chainz.
Shaggy 2 Shocks.
All right, so, disestablishmentarianism.
Disestablishmentarianism.
And then there's cunt.
It's one of the biggest words in the English language.
It's super... califragilistic.
That's not a real word.
It's in the dictionary, isn't it? Didn't they put it
in
there?
Fine, maybe, but it doesn't mean anything.
That I know, but Mary Poppins.
But disestablishmentarianism means like you believe in killing the establishment. And it's fine. All right. Hey, welcome back to Sunset Girl Podcast.
Welcome back.
It's been a real rocky episode so far. We've been fucking bad.
Again, not 100%, peoples.
All right, we're not 100%. We're going now to, we're flying ourselves into the Denver International Airport.
I see what you did there.
And
are we on the red eye?
We just want to cover this real quick. Yeah.
Ooh, we're on the red eye. Red eye. Ooh, bingo.
Red eyed thing.
Yahtzee.
Yeah, you just got
What's
a Yahtzee.
What's his name?
Blucifer.
Well, Blue Mustang.
All right, so the whole thing is that the Denver International Airport, it was years behind budget, years of... it's in the middle of nowhere. I've been there. I had to drive someone to the airport from there. And I want to give a shout out to Angela Shavarka. Let me crash at someone else's house for like 2 weeks when I went to Denver watching this dog called... The dog's name was Chewy. And I got to hang out. And she now works for Shepherd Fairey. She's Shepherd Fairey's curator at in Los Angeles. She started out in Charleston with an art degree and then moved off to the Denver Museum. And now she works for Shepherd Fairey. What a great arc of a career for her. She really did a good job. But when I was in Denver, I had to drive her to the airport. And I can tell you, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, they had another one, right? That was like closer to downtown. Is that one still open?
I don't think so. I drove in the middle of fucking nowhere, is all I know. I don't know anything
about
it.
That's why everyone was so confused as to why they would start even building another one.
Right, and nobody seems to know where the funding for this airport came from or what the fuck is going on with this. There seems to be a big...
Nazis.
Okay, Blair's going to go ahead and posit Nazis. That's her thing.
I'm going to sprinkle that in there.
The setup of aerial view of Denver Airport somewhat... resembles a swastika.
It does. It looks like a swastika.
Okay. You could find it in there if you look hard enough.
Can I pitch, though, that if you were building a building with the maximum amount of windows, a swastika technically is not a bad design because every angle that you have would be a window. Unfortunately, the Nazis ruined swastikas for everybody. But it's not a bad building design where, like, you would have access to a courtyard, windows out on the airport. Everything's windows, right? Like, if you go L's, it's just four L's put together. It looks like swastika.
It's the runway, though, not the, like, the actual building.
Oh, I thought the...
The swastika is the optimum design.
Yeah, it's the actual runway.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not a bad design for buildings, and I'm sorry.
Who's going to do that?
Nobody, because it looks bad.
Someone did.
Right, they did.
Nazis. Nazis do that. Nazis do Nazi things.
You cannot see what they're doing.
Nazizagate.
Ooh.
Jeez, that's a new one. all right, so second, the big story is Blucifer, which is their first art project they invested in.
Yes.
And it turned out to be, go ahead, explain this to the people, because if you haven't seen this picture, you don't know.
Yeah, it's...
If you look at it, it's to die for.
Literally, he died.
So it's the Broncos are Denver, so that's why they have a Bronco there. But it happens to be this very disturbing...
Sorry, I'm a Broncos fan, and he does not look like that.
Represent your team?
He does not represent my team very well.
But it is the colors, right? It's the blue and the...
Glowing red eye.
The glowing red eye.
Yeah, we have glowing red eyes.
But also his, what, anus and balls are very... Have you seen that? Have you seen his balls and anus?
I haven't gone in there.
Yeah, you should look at Blucifer's balls and anus and whatever. It's just this steaming hot red mess of fucking, like, you go, what the fuck? And it looks, fuck, it's terrifying. But anyway, it's a giant Bronco statue. It's a huge horse, a blue horse, like, looking up into the sky with gazing laser eyes. And it's fucking crazy. And the guy who made it, Jimenez?
Yeah.
Jimenez.
Yeah, what happened to him when he was making... Everything worked out fine when he was making Blucifer, right? Making this big demonic horse, right? Like, he was fine?
Well, everything was fine until he was putting it up, and then it fell on him and, like, got an artery, and he...
Severed a leg artery, and he...
No longer here.
Died putting up this horse. So you've got real sacrificial blood on this fucking thing. And that's your introduction to the airport. You go to the airport and you see that, and you're like,
oh, someone died putting that up.
Oh, the big weird satanic horse looking thing. Someone died putting that up. That makes sense because it doesn't look friendly. It's no good.
Yeah, don't look in his eyes. It takes your soul.
Don't look in his eyes. And also, don't look at his genitals.
Yeah, I got to see this now.
Yeah, Blucifer's genitals.
Kelsey, pull up his... I got to see his balls.
Do we need to pause it, or do we need Blucifer's balls?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I didn't know. I thought you guys would have seen it.
I was reading a little bit more.
I looked at a lot of images, and that was not one that popped up. But now it's like a train wreck. I got to see it. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some disturbing shit going on downstairs.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
What?
Oh, boy. Get a close look at that.
It looks like...
Looks like
it kind of looks like the baby alien that like comes out of someone and it's like just attached to its butthole.
You're like stoned as fuck because you're visiting Denver and you like walk around this airport and you go like, what the fuck?
Like, oh shit.
Like, but it's always been weird since it opened. Okay, yeah, so there's a weird, he's got a huge butthole and then he's got all these black veins coming from his testicles.
It looks like feathers.
Yeah, you get to look at his asshole and his genitals, listeners out there. Look at Blucifer.
Yeah.
Denver balls or Denver asshole.
I typed in Blucifer balls and I got there.
Yeah. So,
I don't know what part actually got the artery.
His head fell off.
It was his head?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't the balls?
No.
I mean, what's
really disturbing about it really is those crazy black veins all over his chest, his balls, his ass, and then the glowing red eyes. Like it, and he's got veins all over his face too, or like cuts or scars. I don't know what the fuck we're looking at. Blucifer, Blucifer, Denver, and you'll fucking get all the pictures you fucking need to look at. But if you haven't seen it, you don't really know. Like, this seems weird. Like, if I had that in my front yard, I'd probably be arrested by now.
People
like,
would not take too kindly to you.
No, they'd be like,
imagine.
What's with that Noah guy and that weird blue horse? You put that at south of the border and people are going to be fucking weird. And south of the border's got enough weird shit going on. But
is it still kicking? I thought it was closed.
It's south still rolling. I saw some Facebook pictures of people who went the other day.
Fine.
Nice.
They've lost a lot, though. They still have the hot tub rooms and the honeymoon suites that no one will ever stay in, ever. I don't know who's staying there, but God bless you. I want to go and do it. I kind of want. Have you guys ever been to the top of Sombrero?
Yeah. I mean, do you know where Kelsey and I are from?
Right.
Exactly.
That would be your biggest landmark.
Yeah, that was the closest thing we could get to in an hour.
I went
up
and it was all pigeon shit all the way up the stairs, just pigeon shit everywhere. And they're like, you need to take the elevator, not the stairs. And I was like, why don't I take the stairs? And they go, pigeons everywhere, just shitting on everything. And I looked.
Remember that
you
movie?
Can look at so
movie
much.
That was there. Forces of Nature.
Yep. Ben Affleck
and
Jennifer Lopez.
Well, I have a movie for the record called South of the Border, which ends in South of the Border and is literally the going to the Sombrero is the threshold between life and death. And that's the end of my movie. So read it. You pieces of shit.
You won't let anybody read it.
I won't let anybody read it. Yeah, it's called South of the Border. Anyway, I'll pass it to you guys. You guys let me know what you think. It's dense. It's hard to read. I don't even love it, but it's crazy. Anyway, the next thing is a lot of Masonic imagery. You're pulling up that right there.
Yeah.
March 19th, 1994. And what does that say?
New World Airport Commission.
New World Airport.
but if that doesn't exist. It's not a real thing. Like,
right.
They've tried to, like, they're like,
this
isn't real
life. New World
Airport
Commission built it.
Yeah, exactly.
Contributors.
And also there's
New
using,
World, and I'm doing quotations, yeah, people.
New World.
New World.
Not like New World Order.
Order, exactly.
It's New World Airport. it doesn't exist. The New World Airport Commission, the NWAC.
I thought this was crazy.
It's also a time capsule.
Right.
But it's
which we should dig up right
twice
now.
Twice the size of Manhattan. That's how
it was
fucking,
$2 billion over budget.
But, I mean, I know Manhattan, it's not crazy, but for an airport, twice the size, I think that's just.
Right. And there's a lot of people that say, there's a secret CIA underground base there.
Yeah, for like bunkers and like if something were to happen,
right.
They would put all the, that's like the nice version, but that's not real life.
Well, it's so, okay. So the suggestion is that like if America were to ever be, and we'll go back into the imagery that's there, but the suggestion is for if America were ever to be attacked or something were to happen or whatever, that Denver, Colorado makes a lot of sense as the central point of America, yeah, where Washington, D.C. doesn't,
a
because
lot of
it's right on
priority.
The coast.
Yeah.
And it's right there, and it's kind of like Denver just makes more sense, or Colorado in general. We got mountains, we got silos surrounding it. It's well protected.
You're underground.
It's the second, from what I've heard, aside from Washington, D.C., it's Lakewood, Colorado is the second most dense government population in the entire U.S., Lakewood, Colorado. Hmm. And that's where the Denver Federal Center is. And there's 6,200 employees just for the Denver Federal Center. 6,200 employees in one town that work for the federal government. So, you know, they're just like, yeah, they're going to put this shit out there. Yeah, there are 26 different federal agencies on site, making it the largest concentration of federal agencies outside of Washington, D.C. Major employers of federal center include the United States Department of the Interior, which is Denver's very interior, Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Reclamation, United States Geological Survey, the General Services Administration, and even special facilities at Denver Federal Center include the National Ice Core Laboratory. That's where they're keeping the ice cores that they're digging up to show, like, history of...
Ice core.
Yeah, your ice core.
Huh.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
So, a lot of government there, and then there's so much government that you're like, nothing creepy would happen around here, right? Because, like, the government's all over. It's just going to be, like, standard, very condensed thing. It's going to be fine. And instead, what we get at the Denver International Airport is Nazi symbolism... and then the murals,
y'all haven't seen these pictures. They actually did take some of them down, but they've left.
You can find them.
You can find them online.
It's scary how much they are taking down though. Like literally it's just an airport and the images that you get at an airport are being taken down. I saw a picture of Barack Obama in front of them, one of the murals, and it turned out to be totally Photoshopped. So you have to deal with disinformation out there as well. I'm sorry. It was the one
what was that, Rick?
It's the guy with the fucking AK-47 and the gas mask.
The Nazi. Okay.
So there's a guy. So there's a mural at this airport. It's a guy with a gas mask. And he's killing the dove of peace with a sword he's about to stab into. There it is right there. And then in the wake of his sword, in the wake of his swoop of killing the dove of peace, you can look into that. Over to the left side, there's like a swirl. That's all dead people. All like a woman holding her dead babies.
I was going to say, it's a woman holding a baby.
Right, into skulls. And if you zoom in on that, you can, which you don't have to, but like it keeps going like it's a dead woman holding a baby. And then it just keeps death, death, death after that. And it looks like generations of death. Over and over and over again. And now the guy, he's got a rainbow coming out of his fucking head, but he looks like a Nazi, and he's got a fucking AK-47 in his hand over a war-torn region, and they're fucking, like, going, like, yeah, and then he swoops his sword down, kills the dove of peace, and you can see behind him is just death everywhere that he goes. Okay, interesting art piece. Why is that in my international airport?
Like, again, people really high are like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, look at it. It doesn't make any sense. And you just look up Denver Art Museum murals, and you'll see not Denver Art Museum, Denver Airport murals, and you'll see these things, and you go, like, that, Jesus Christ, that's fucking hard. And I guess this came about, at least a piece came about, because some guy worked for, it wasn't Thrillist. You just pulled up Thrillist. It was something else, but he worked for an internet thing, and he had a huge layover and just wandered around Denver International Airport, which I'm assuming you're wandering around on edibles, which everyone there is all the time. But he happened to go like, wait a minute, this place is kind of fucked up. Like, there's a lot of fucked up shit all over the place, like everywhere I look.
Everything I'm looking at here is fucking really weird. It's got groups of people in droves being welcomed into graveyards by arms reaching out of the fucking...
Right, and that's fine if you're going to be at the art museum or you're going to be, like, at the coffee shop displaying your works or whatever, but this is an international airport that shows these paintings. And there's a gargoyle coming out of a suitcase.
Yeah, that one.
I actually appreciate that one. I thought that was funny. But I'm like, in an age where, like, you have to take off your shoes to get checked, they have a gargoyle in a suitcase. What the fuck do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean by that? I just want to know, what is the artist? And I feel like I have a right.
I am Zul.
Yeah, like, I feel like I have a right to ask, like, what did you mean by that? What is the thing here? You can look up Denver Art Museum, or I keep saying Art Museum because I've been there, damn. But anyway, Denver Art Museum is damn. But anyway, but the Denver International Airport, it's just a gremlin coming out of a suitcase. Isn't that it right on the top right there, right above? Isn't that him?
I think that's an actual gargoyle coming out of a suitcase. I thought it was a mural.
No, that's a statue.
With horns, that's the devil.
Right, it's totally Baphomet devil related.
It means you've got the devil in your drawers.
It came out of your suitcase. And just go ahead and check your baggage over here.
That's what I used to say.
You get the devil in your drawers?
We don't know if you have a gargoyle in that bag, sir. Can you check it over here?
Can we pull your bag and check it, please?
Look, these ones.
And I see the dude from the Founders commercial. Yeah, we've seen it all.
We are farmers.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we've seen it all, folks. Devils come out of bags.
Know. I don't know what you make of that, but all I know is that I really want to go there. And I want to fly into Denver, and I want to get really high.
I gotta say, that was my next question.
Eat as many edibles as I can, and then go when my flight's at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I want to get there at like 10 a.m. and just wander the airport, eating fucking Annie's pretzels and Jamba Juice, and be like, "What the fuck is this?" Like, I want to just walk around and try to figure out what the fuck I'm looking at, because it's crazy. It's totally fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of color in it.
All right. So look at an overview that looks like a swastika.
They call it, they put the bright colors to like disguise the craziness.
Right. So there's one. Yeah. And okay. Does swastika not make sense for takeoff things though? Because you would deal with less problems. I think the big question is.
There's one overseas. This like a revolving. It's just a giant circle. It's like a racetrack. That wow. they land in like a circular motion, like it's and
where's that?
I don't know. I'll find cool. that. Finish
That's
your
putting
thought.
Putting wear and tear on the tires on one side, though, you're really fucking up your airplane tires if you're curving out your landing.
Well, we'll get out of Blue Surfer balls Ooh, and look for this one. Say,
nice. Yeah, there's Blue Surfer's balls again.
Crotch shot.
So yeah, so Blue Surfer, just one more time, folks. The guy's making it. He puts it up. The head falls off, severs his leg, kills him. That's the first death on this site. And it's, you know, not a good omen for old Lucifer over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what to do with all the imagery. There's a lot of Masonic imagery.
The date. Something like March. It was March 19th, 1994. And if you add those numbers up.
Ooh, numerology.
It's like 33.
Oh, right. Which would be the highest level.
The highest level, yeah. So yeah. That's that.
So the Masons, what do you guys know? If you're Masons out there, can you give us a call? Let us know what's going on with the Masons. Everyone has a conspiracy on you all the time. They think you're a vast conspiracy. I've been told, well, I don't want to get too much into the Masons.
You're a Mason, right?
Can't talk about Fight Club.
Dear Diary, okay.
No, just saying. But what is it when you get to 33 is the highest? And, of course, 33 is symbolic with so much that we do. And, yeah, we know a few Masons. We don't want to name them on air.
I'm not one of that. I'm not one of that. So this airport, right?
You know what's weird is, like, I'll just bloop myself, but I'll say that the person I'm talking about is...
He's what?
He went to a bar, this guy I know, and he went to Suck, Bang, and Blow, and he came into Sandy Monkey okay. one night, and he goes like, "Hey, dude," and he always has a story to tell, but he came up and he was like, "Hey, look at this," and he shows me like a high, super ranking, high level Mason ring, and he goes, "This guy just gave me this, like just gave it to me, just handed it over to me and just gave it to me." He's like, "I don't even know what the fuck this means, like I'm just looking at it right now in my hand, like I don't even know." He's like, "I just walked up, I was talking about nothing," and the guy goes, "You want this?" and just handed him like a high level Mason ring, and he was like, "Isn't that crazy?" And I was like, yeah, but the story doesn't add up. Like, no one would give that away randomly.
That's not the kind of thing that you get. Like, I've got my grandfather's ring. Like, that's right. The, you know,
it's a big deal.
Yeah,
you don't just hand it off to a guy that you met
that
at the bar.
Met in the bar.
And I don't know that our friend here didn't take it from a guy at a bar, or he's either in and he didn't get it from a guy at the bar, and he's just making that up. But
let's
the story
be honest,
doesn't
he didn't
add
make
up.
It that high.
No. But yeah, I don't want to get too far into Mason. It's a whole different podcast.
Yeah, me neither.
I plead the fifth.
But anyway, yeah, but I just say that, like, the Masons take credit for building this fucking place. And obviously, like, you know, we know a mint is in Denver, the Lucky Denver Mint, Jimmy World songs about fucking the fact that Denver has a mint, and if it's got a D on your fucking coin, that's from Denver. So there's a mint there. There's fucking huge amount of federal employees and fucking around Denver. It's a great safe spot if America ever did get attacked. That's literally where everyone would fucking move. That would be the new Washington, D.C. I'm not shitting you. Denver would be the new Washington, D.C. If there was ever a new Washington, D.C., if they ever wanted to fucking move it for whatever fucking reason, It's fucking Denver. So I don't understand why all this weird. So go back to the guy with the gas mask and the AK-47 mural. If you're listening at home, make sure
Nazis.
You pull this shit up. Looks like a fucking Nazi. It looks like fucking New World Order shit. And also, there's another one where there's a bunch of kids handing all their weapons to a German.
Yes,
to the German.
Like, he's holding like
person.
A lot of knives and stuff. Yeah.
And the knives have the Israel flag over it. Mm-hmm. And also, I believe looks like the Palestinian flag. I think that's what it's a different
there's
country
also,
too.
I think it's
Jew. Star of David.
Yeah, Star David.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to tie any Jews. I really don't want to go there. The best part about Rick and Morty is there's one episode where they go, where like there's all these like people that are the defenders of the galaxy or whatever. And Rick is like part of that crew when he wants to be, but he can't stand them because they're all a bunch of like superheroes and he can't stand it. And so they go like, he set up a web of traps for them to all kill themselves when he was drunk. He was really drunk. He doesn't remember.
I remember that episode.
So it's season 3 came out on Hulu, by the way, and it's okay. Really fucking good. But anyway,
I thought it was good. Morty thought he was talking to him the whole time.
Yeah. He goes like, all right, so here. He goes, Rick's like showing up on a computer screen. He goes, all right, if you want to solve this, you need to go to the map and point out the one place that none of you want to talk about ever. But you certainly have something to say about it and you need to and whatever else. And so this one guy who's on the super team, who's like a crocodile robot, goes like, oh, it's Valkyrian 6. We wiped out the entire population of that planet. And the woman's like, we were looking for a shapeshifter. He could have been everywhere. And we had to wipe out the whole planet because we knew he was there. So he could have been anyone. We just had to do it. And then they're all arguing over like what that place is that Rick pointed out on the map or whatever. And Morty's like, no, he was drunk. Here's what it is. And he points at Israel. And he goes like, it's Israel. And they're like, and Rick goes like, wait, why did I point at Israel? And Morty's like, you just do that when you're drunk. You start ranting about Israel. And he's like, well, what did I say? And he's like, you started bitching about Department of Defense budgets and like the world being out of order and all this other stuff. And he goes, all right, but I don't want like my views on Israel to pull me into like that I'm some kind of anti-Semite. In fact, I must be so pro-Israel that like I had a lot of great things to say about it or whatever. And Morty's like, no, let's just move on. And they leave it there. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so fucking funny. Because like, Israel's a fucking mess, but you can't talk about it with people being like, oh, you're anti-Semite. And you're like, no, it's been a problem since the day I was born.
Yeah.
But I don't feel comfortable talking about it. But it's bad. Like the state of Palestine, state of Israel, the fight over there, the longest religions we know in our history, from the Middle East, at least, not counting Hinduism or Buddhism, but like, it's caused massive wars everywhere all the time, but we're not supposed to talk about it. Sorry for going on a side.
No, that's fine. That was interestingly.
But yeah, Star David's all over that place and Masons and fucking everything else. And you're just going like, dude, is this place just built to be like the fucking airport for high people trying to figure out the world? Because it begs too many questions. Everything you look at in this airport just begs so many questions that you're like, I don't know what they meant by this. What do they mean by this? What do they mean by this? And it's my airport. I just want my airport to show me like, your flight's going here and it's going to take this long. Here's some cool shit you might see on the way. I don't need to be begging questions about like, what the fuck did they mean by this gas mask Nazi?
They built it in the first place. They legalized marijuana.
Yes. It's crazy.
Well, it was apparently also a theory that these underground tunnels or whatever are going to be like a fallout shelter for like if ever nuclear war was a situation.
And certainly we should be building that. That's not smart. It's not unsmart to do
it's
that.
It's supposed to be a bunker, basically. And I guarantee that this is almost like a everywhere. Noah's Ark situation.
Don't put my name on that shit. I ain't got shit to do with it. Well, yeah, it also reminds me of Noah's Ark because of the Dove of Peace. And the fact that the guy's killing the Dove of Peace fucking reminds me of Noah's Ark as well. I'm not going to lie. But that is, it's weird. It's just weird. And I agree that there should be underground bunkers everywhere. We actually found one. There's a good documentary about it. I can't remember the name. But we found an underground bunker. Oh, I think the documentary, it's a show called Bunkers and something else. Like,
it's original.
I think it's BBC or whatever, but it's like Bunkers and whatever. But like they had a hotel. This is a different state. And I'm sorry, folks, I don't have my facts together. But someone out there is probably seeing this. basically they had a hotel and a restaurant that like were posing as a hotel and restaurant. They were very successful. And then behind the scenes, they were building bunkers underground this place the whole time. And there was like construction workers everywhere because they have to be because you're building a bunker. And they were like, yeah, they're expanding the restaurant. Everyone went, all right, that's fine. Sure. Like, you just expanding the restaurant. That's why all these people are here. And like, yeah, turns out it was a huge bunker. But because it got found out, they had to abandon it. It has like 10-foot concrete walls, doors. Doors you can swing like you're moving it with your pinky, but it's 10-foot deep concrete. But you can swing it open. That's how well it's built.
Shit.
We got and I'm just saying, here. Like, once they found it out, they had to abandon it because they go, well, everyone knows about this now. What a waste of our taxpayer dollars and money. And they're like, this is dumb. It's useless now, so we can't ever go there. It's outside of D.C. It's like your closest D.C. bunker. But we, of course, have bunkers everywhere. We're fucking building that shit nonstop. And it's smart to do so. Honestly, if you have the ability to build yourself a fucking bunker, just go ahead and do it. Why not? You could sell your house for more money later on to some sort of fucking person who, what do they call those people that hoard everything and they, preppers. Just sell it to a prepper later on. You know what I mean? You could make so much money if you just had a crazy rich prepper that you're like, I have a bunker. And they're like, well, tell me about the house. Well, the sinks don't work. Bathtub's moldy. I got a bunker.
I got a bunker.
They're like, I'm all
like
in.
Doomsday preppers.
How much more money do you need?
TV
I'll
show?
Give you all the money and never tell anyone about this, and we'll have you dead by the time you sell it to us. But thank you. But yeah.
Yeah, they made a TV show about it, like Doomsday prepper, where yeah. they were crazy.
Shit's real, man. Shit yeah. is real.
Shit's
and so
real,
they think
man.
They wouldn't do that under Denver International Airport when that is literally the safest location in the United States. Like I said, well protected, silos in Kansas. Kansas is on the border of the fucking Colorado. Silos of missile silos all over that for defense. Shit everywhere, all in the middle of the fucking United States. That's the fucking stomach of the United States, and that's what they want to protect.
The belly of the beast.
There you go. Nailed it. All right. Well, I'm done. Let's get the fuck out of here. We got to go. Sunset Grill, what do you guys, anything more to say? Old news, new news? Who's that guy?
Wayne Adam Ford.
Who's he?
Ford turned himself in. He walked into the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department in Eureka, California in November 1998 with a woman's severed breast in his pocket. He confessed to having killed four women in 97 and 98 and is thought to have killed others. He was found guilty of four counts of first-degree murder, sentenced to death in August 06, currently resides on death row in
his last words were,
San Quentin.
I don't know how that tit got in my pocket. Yeah. That's his last words.
Look at, he looks very happy, though.
He's smiling his ass yeah. off. He's still alive on
Wayne
death row.
Adam Ford.
Well, my mother's always...
You can't trust one-syllable names.
No, my mom, you can't trust people with three first names, too.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
Exactly.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, still.
I trust that guy.
He's Lee Harvey was a friend of mine.
Jesus.
You ever heard that song?
I have.
He used to take me fishing all the time.
I feel like you've played me that. Someone played me
he
that.
He played it for me.
When I was just a kid, they say he shot the president, but I don't think he did.
Yeah. See? Look into this shit. You fucking pieces of shit. You little cockmongers with your fucking... Your little jelly hands, and you put spit and stuff all over the windows. You little shits. I'm fucking done with this. I'm done with you. I'm done with the Sunset Girl podcast.
Jelly hands.
We need money, or we're not going anywhere.
I like
you give us all your money. You fucking
money.
Sweating all over your chicken tenders, and you think that we're gonna eat them after you're done with them. Take a bite out of each one, and then tell me to try the sauce. Yeah, right. You
we
double
are.
Dipped all in that shit, and I'm on to you. I'm fucking on to you.
We know what you did.
Good night, Sunset Grill podcasters, and keep podcasting. You're doing the best.
Good night, guys.
We'll have a guest soon. We'll have a guest. Oh, by the way, if you want to be a guest of Sunset Grill Podcast, Kelsey's address is on the...
Don't do that.
Call Kelsey and mail Kelsey.
Text or just
He's
text
the one who
one
rents
us.
Out the Sunset Grill for us to make this podcast. If you want to find the Sunset Grill, fucking Google it. I don't know what to tell you. People ask me where it is, and I'm like, it's right here. This is it. You're listening to it. This is the Sunset
Grill. This is it.
Also, I have been waiting on drinks for like 2 fucking hours. Where the fuck is Ronnie?
Gosh,
Brandon.
Brandon's dead. Ronnie's dead.
Brandon was going to deliver drinks if Ronnie was gone.
God, Brandon's fired.
Ronnie's got a rotating schedule here. You know, him and Donnie, they hold it down.
All right, we can do call-ins, though, folks. We can handle call-ins. If you want to call in anonymously, we can do that as well. But your voice will be your voice, and we're not going to get all fucking weird Unsolved Mysteries fucking Dateline shit. Your voice is going to be your voice, but feel free to call into the Sunset Grill.
That's so inviting. Yes.
Yes. Get on the Sunset Grill Facebook page and let us know.
I'm sorry. Blair's right. Kelsey's right.
We love you guys.
We do. We can't believe how many people are actually fucking listening to this. You're all insane.
You're all fucking crazy.
Yeah. And welcome to the club.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah. This is a club. You should have private parties. Sunset Grill. Good night, folks, and look up Klutzo the Clown and Stephen Paddock at the same time. Put them on 2 different screens and cross your eyes until they become one, because you'll understand everything about Vegas.
And look at the balls
and look at the blue
circles. And if you do all of that, don't look behind you, because someone is there.
Stephen Paddock. Like, of course, it's always been Stephen Paddock. He's there. He's haunting my dreams.
I knew it!
Klutzo. Welcome to Klutzo.
Hi. I hate clowns myself.
Hey, I'm Klutzo. I do so good for Sunset Grill. I'm doing Jocelyn's old weird voice. Ain't you so cute? So sweet? So sweet? So cute? Klutzo.
I don't know which is creepier.
Klutzo, you do thing? Oh, no, it's so cute. Oh, it's so cute.
I wish you guys could see what I see right now. I know you can hear it, but you need to see it.
Bye-bye. Have a good night. You're dead. You're so dead. I'm going to kill you. We're all kind of going to beat you.
Stop.
We're going to chop you up.